Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of our parasha, the Torah says that Bnei Yisrael have been given complete free will to either receive blessings or, God forbid, the opposite. It all depends on how they act. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. And the Mefarshim ask many questions on this first pasuk and the opening psukim of our parasha. For example, why does the Torah begin with the word Re'eh, see? What's Hashem showing us? What are we supposed to look at here? We're talking about things that are intangible. Blessings and curses are intangible. What am I supposed to look at? And secondly, why does Hashem say, Re'eh Anochi Nosein? What's Hashem giving us? A blessing and a curse, God forbid? That's not usually associated with giving. Nesina, giving, is usually something physical, something that's given by hand, so to speak. Not a blessing, not a curse. And also, why is the word nosein in the present tense? Re'eh Anochi Nosein. See that I am giving you in the present tense. And also, why does the Torah begin the parsha in the singular, re'eh, that singular, but it ends in the plural, re'eh Anochi Nosein, lifneichem, in plural. And also, in the first couple psukim in our parsha, the Torah repeats the word hayom, today, again and again. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. The next pasuk, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom. And the next pasuk again, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom Laleches Acharei, etc. Why the emphasis on today, today, today? And lastly, why does the Torah use the concepts bracha and klala? And not schar v'onesh. We're talking about reward and punishments here. Why does the Torah say bracha and klala? And there's other questions, but for now we'll stop here. And again, the Mefarshim ask these questions on other questions. I'd like to share a beautiful approach of the Nesivos Shalom. It's on our parasha. The Nesivos Shalom is Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, the Slonimer Rebbe, who died in the year 2000. Says the Slonimer, every single person in this world has a unique shlichus, a unique mission, a unique purpose to fulfill. This mission is lifelong, but it's also unique every single day. Every single day we have a job to do, an assignment, a mission. Our mission, our godly divine mission, is unique. If it could be done by someone else, why does Hashem need me? And if it could be done at a different time, why does He need me now? Why am I alive now? And so the mission is unique. It's unique to me, it's unique to my life, and it's unique to today. And not only that, but Hashem cannot expect me to fulfill my mission without giving me the exact tools that I need to fulfill my mission. My family, my financial situation, my possessions, my skills, my abilities, everything. There is a reason why I don't have my neighbor's car or my friend's house or my cousin's finances. If I need them for my mission, I would have them. And the fact that I do not have them means I don't need them for my mission. And all this, says the Slonimer, is the meaning of the first few psukim of our parsha. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom. First of all, Re'eh, look around you, says Hashem. Think about what you see. Think about what you have. Everything you see and everything that is around you and everything that's been given to you is something that Hashem has given you. Re'eh Anochi Nosein. Yes, those physical things. Those physical things have been given to me. That's Nesein. And they are blessings that Hashem has given to you. Everything you have is a unique tool for you to serve Hashem, for you to fulfill your unique mission. And everyone gets their own tools. That's the plural lifneichem. Everyone gets unique tools. Everyone gets them. But each person must look individually and independently, not at their neighbors, but at themselves, at their own unique situation. That's the singular re'eh. And this looking around has to be done constantly, all the time, every day. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. It's a daily job. It's a constant, incessant job. It happens every day. And Hashem's gifts are unique every single day. That's the present tense Nosein. And that's the now. And that's today. It's every day. Hayom. Take it all in. Use what Hashem has given you and use it to serve Him. That's not Schar V'Onesh. That's bracha and klala, using Hashem's blessings to serve Him, to listen to Him. It's the greatest blessing we can ask for. And the opposite, chas v'shalom, not listening to Hashem, ignoring His gifts, or trying illegitimately to acquire gifts that don't belong to you and that you don't need, that's not a bracha. That's, God forbid, a klala. And it's a phenomenally strong message from the Torah, every single word. Re'ei, anochi nosein, lifneichem, hayom, bracha uklala. May we all, God willing, be zoche to see the blessings all around us that Hashem has given us, and to identify and to fulfill our daily mission and our lifelong shlichus using those blessings in the service of Hashem, b'siyata dishmaya. Have an amazing day, everyone!